Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. Happy holidays, friends. This is Justin Mecha, and we've got a very special show for you. Notice I threw the tagline out the window, you know, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration, because we're just going to gratitude this weekend. And it is Thanksgiving weekend, you know, it was a couple days ago. I know probably some of you might be waking up from the turkey comatose, you know, and for those of you, welcome back to the living. And for the rest of us, you're wrestling Black Friday and Shop Small Saturday and all the stuff. You know, this is really for most everybody. This is what kicks off the quote unquote holiday season. And what I appreciate most, and I think most everybody shares this, is that this is typically the time of year where we slow down a little bit and embrace each other a little bit more. We look at each other in the eyes a little bit longer, and we're just grateful. We're grateful for where we live. We're grateful for why we get to live here. We're grateful for the things that we do and the people that we're connecting with and continue to connect with. And on that note, I wanted to bring a gentleman that I'm very grateful for, not just for his professionalism, because we've started doing a good amount of work together this year, for his brotherhood, though. He's a good charitable individual in the community. He leads with his heart. It's quite obvious. So welcome back to the studio, Scott Countryman, Goosehead Insurance.
Hey, man. Thank you so much, Justin. Great to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. And what I'd like to do for the next 11 minutes or so that we have on the air here is just express that gratitude. You know, we are in, before we fired up these microphones, you'd use the phrase, we're in the people business. And when you're in the people business, you connect people and you connect with people. And honestly, we need to be grateful for that.
For sure.
It's a great business to be a part of.
It is. You've got to have the heart for it. And when you do, and you come into this season, man, you look back on your year and you think about all the people you interacted with, your partners, your clients, and you're grateful for getting to this point, the success if you've had it. And just come to that place of remembrance look forward too, right?
Well, if your widget is people, then it's the people that are large contributors to your success.
Totally.
Yeah. And so that's why let's start with that. We're grateful for our customers. We're grateful for the clients. We're grateful for the people that we get to do business with. You and I have put people in homes, you know, and I know that might sound a little weird because you're the insurance agent or insurance broker. However, you write the policy that protects what they're purchasing, and you're good at it, which is why when people ask, like, who do you know? I'm like, well, I like this phrase. I got a guy, right? So it's when your business card comes out and I say, listen, I'd like for you, I really want to encourage you to give Scott a call. He's my personal insurance agent and he's treated my family really well. And I believe he will do the same for you. And most recently we had a closing, Zena and I had a closing last week, where we put first time buyers into a home and you wrote the policy for them too. And these buyers had obviously by definition, first time, had never done this before. Didn't know what is involved with a homeowner's insurance policy and who, you know, when it came to making that recommendation, I look no further. It's like, well, Scott's your guy, right? Scott will take the time to answer the questions. He will, this isn't a push the button, you know, click here for the policy kind of operation. You need intel, you need information, you need a person so that it's not so automated.
Man, I am grateful for every word you just said, Justin.
There you go.
No, it's good stuff. The first time home buyer is such a rewarding buyer to work with and to have them as a client over time, to watch them. This was a young family. They had some kids. To watch kids grow up and become drivers and go through that process with the clients. It just feels good to know that you're helping somebody through these phases of life.
Yeah.
And in your case, building wealth.
Yeah.
Right. You know you are having a financial impact on that family for the long haul.
Yeah.
So what you do for the people of this valley is incredible. This radio station and this show, awesome. But the work that you do on an individual basis is incredible.
Yeah.
And I haven't even brought up Montana Camp, by the way, coming to Kalispell next summer.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to sign up for that.
There you go. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, I read recently that in America, the average homeowner has a 40 times greater asset portfolio or wealth than the average renter. And it largely due to the fact that when they write a check every month in the form of a mortgage, it's actually a deposit into equity, right? It's building equitable value. And that was an we had this great opportunity to explain that to this family as they were looking at a home for the first time. And I explained to them, I said, yeah, while your mortgage payment is coming in a little higher than what your rent payment was, the difference is that one has 100% interest and 0% equity. This one doesn't.
And oh, by the way, your interest expense is tax deductible.
That's right. Yeah, right? You got a tax deduction. Right? Yeah. So there's a lot of benefits to that. So, hey, we got to hear from our sponsors. And by the way, I haven't said thank you to them as well. So All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. I'm grateful that they sponsor this show so that we can talk every weekend and connect people in the world of real estate. Scott, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about being grateful this season in the world of real estate in the Flathead. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
It's the Flathead Home Show. Happy holidays out there, my friends. This is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-71.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. Are you sitting by the fire? You got the hot chocolate, right? Like this is the season where it's almost like it hasn't changed. You know, for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, while we've had radio technology, people have gathered around the radio to listen to people talk and share and connect and inform. And we're still doing it.
But you know what's changed, Justin?
Yeah.
Stretchy jeans. You come into the holidays.
I don't know if I'm grateful for those though.
But right now, I mean, you're coming down off your Thanksgiving feast meal. Man, it's sometimes hard to make that top button.
That's okay. Yeah, you're right. I guess that has changed.
Yeah.
We should be grateful.
For the better.
That's right. Scott Countryman is in the studio with me with Goosehead Insurance. We're talking about just a season of gratitude, looking back on the previous 11 months of this year, connecting the people that we've connected and being connected by people such as Scott. I'm grateful for Matt Desch, you know, station extraordinaire here, pushing the buttons, making us sound really good on the radio.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. This ain't no podcast. This is real stuff. FMAM, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm grateful for the B team here and what a great team we have. And even though the B team, the B family, we had a loss this year. Oftentimes though, we can take those seasons, those moments to look at each other and be grateful for the time that we had and the impact that individuals have in our lives. And in this case, in the community. Right, for so long. So I'm grateful for this team. I'm grateful to be just a small sliver of this magnificent pie that this B team is.
Yeah. I mean, because we're in the people business, we value people. And it's not necessarily those that are in our business. It can be personal relationships. You know, I lost my mother earlier this year. Mm-hmm. I lost a good friend, Kevin, this summer. B lost John Michaels. Mm-hmm. I come into this season of Thanksgiving appreciating the time that I had with them.
Yeah.
And the memories that I was able to craft with them.
Yeah.
Now, John Michaels was an interesting guy because my relationship with John was purely through the radio station.
Right.
And listening to how excited he was about a Vikings win on Sunday, it was like, yeah, right on, John. You know,
I'm the other guy.
Yeah, I'm the other guy. I'm honking on my horn driving down 93.
There you go. That's cool.
But good memories of him.
Yeah.
Great memories of obviously my mom and of Kevin. And, you know, I think about our relationship, man, and I'm just super happy and grateful for this time in the station.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Well, yeah. I'm going to drive this home one more time, the people business. And if people are your widgets, then it's a little bit more important than just pushing things down an assembly line. You've got people that you're connecting to opportunities and those opportunities have the potential of changing their lives. You know, we referenced a family that we helped buy a home last week. We closed on this deal last week and that changed the trajectory of wealth for the entire family. You know, now the cost of keeping the roof over their head is actually an investment into a future value that they can take. I'm representing buyers right now who are at a different stage in their life. And one of the items for consideration when we were discussing this particular home, he said, you know, I want to make sure that when I pass, my kids have some place to come and play. Mm-hmm. You know, because his kids don't live in the state, and he does, and he and his wife do. And I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about how important it is that I, as a vehicle for this transaction, be sensitive to that and listen to the real need here. This isn't just an address. Mm-hmm. This is a legacy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's awesome. I think it's magnificent. I'm grateful for it. You know, another story. Last week we had that closing, and at the same time, I also put another buyer under contract who is, again, at a very different stage in her life. This is likely her final destination, you know, and the goal was to live closer to her daughter so that she could be, you know, right down the street if a need arises, and she can be closer to her grandkids. And I like being a part of that. I like being that vehicle, and I like seeing these people get connected. That's what we do.
I'm really wondering if we're working with the same client, because I'm quoting a condo for a gal that's doing the same thing.
Isn't that right funny? Now.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to take a moment to edify that. Like, you know, every day you and I go to work, whether we open up the laptop or I unlock a lockbox, these are the stories that we are a part of.
Yes.
These are the stories that we're writing.
Yep.
You know, this family that we keep referencing, I was connected to them because I was given, another agent had called me, and he said that, hey, my dad actually has a rental property in Kalispell. Can you go take a look at it? You know, we're thinking about selling it. So I went over to take a look at it and take some notes so I can go back to my computer and create what we call a CMA, right? Comparable market analysis. Mm-hmm. And I called them back up and I said, this is what I think you are worth if you were to list today, and tell me a little bit more about your tenant. And while I was there on the property, I spoke to the tenant, who was actually this buyer that we closed on last week. And wow. he was scared. He said, what does it mean when we go to market? And I said, well, it means you don't have as much, maybe you don't have as much protection. You know, you might have a different landlord and they may have a different intention. You know, are you on a 12-month? No. Okay, well, why don't we secure your address? Why don't we give you an opportunity to secure a home? And connected him with a lender, connected him with you, and we made all the things happen. Keyword, connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, something I'm struggling with right now is my commercial office building was just sold to California developer. Mm. My rent is tripling.
Oh boy.
So I own my home. So I can see both sides of that.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful to have my home and know that my payment is fixed. Yeah. And that's not going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Scott, we're out of time. Thank you so much for all the efforts, all the work, and all the love that you give your community. We got to thank our wives permitting us to play the way we do.
Thank you, Amber, for all of your support in the last year.
Thank you, Zena, as well. Great business partner as well, and a great mom. Hey, this is the Flight at Home Show. Be well, be safe, and of course, have fun out there, friends. Happy holidays. And as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home for the holidays.